enough about it, and like I cried.
And well, it's on my list, so
good, 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 good.
That's just a matter of when. My list of movies and TV shows are way too long. Like,
oh, I have a list on my phone of movies I have to watch before I die. So it's like classics on there, and I'm never gonna make it through it. I'm gonna die before I complete it.
Okay, but I remember one thing. Like, you were saying you don't like superhero movies, right?
I'm not a huge fan. I will say that, like, and by superhero, I mean, like, you know, the DC Marvel mix. Like, they're just, I don't know, it's not my kind of vibe. And, like, I will say, though, Guardians of the Galaxy, the first and second one, so freaking good.
Guardians of the Galaxy was Deadpool, really, really good.
Incredible. Like,
Ryan Reynolds is my favorite. I can't stress that enough.
Like, those are the ones that I've seen and that I've thoroughly enjoyed.
So you've seen Spider-Man Homecoming?
Is that the one with Zendaya?
Yes, and Tom Holland.
No, but I saw...
Which Spider-Man movie, then?
The first Spider-Man of Tom Holland. Because Homecoming is the second one, right?
No, that's the first
one. Oh, no, yeah, I have, yeah. Homecoming, loved Homecoming. I thought it was...
Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, it was Far From Home. That's the second one.
Far From Home is the second one.
Yeah. I haven't seen that one, but I
like. You should watch that one too. It's good. If you like the first Spider-Man, then you'll like that one.
Okay. But no, I haven't. I just never got into Marvel, and I just, I don't know why.
I love Marvel.
I know you
I've
do.
I've literally watched like all the movies of Marvel. Like, Spider-Man's my favorite. I want to watch the, like, original Spider-Man. Like, I think it was in the 60s. I really want to watch that. I seen, like, a clip of it. I was laughing. You should see it on YouTube. The, like, Spider-Man moves that he does. It's so funny. It has me laughing every time. Ever since I saw that clip, I was like, okay, I need to watch that Spider-Man movie so I can complete the whole Spider-Man, like, movies. So I can say I've seen every single one. Because it's the original, like, in the 60s. Yeah.
I never got into it, like, even with, like, the Star Wars series, but, like, I never got into Star Wars, and...
Okay, yeah, so Star Wars, like, I think I watched one, like, the first one, I only watched half of it, and I was like, okay, it's good, but I never finished it, and, okay, one that I, like, just can't get myself into, and I don't know if everyone's gonna hate me for this, but Harry Potter, I have never, like, really got into it. Like, I will sit and watch that movie, but I cannot watch it in its entirety. Like, it's just not for me. And I keep trying. Like, I can, like, literally name scenes to you. Like, I've seen it. I just, like, haven't seen it in its entirety. It's just not for me. But I'm trying.
I think, like, I mean, and I'm going to comment on both Star Wars and Harry Potter. So, for Star Wars, I don't know, I just never got into it. I watched it, like, the first one, which I think the first one, if you're watching it in the correct order, I think it's the third one that you're supposed to watch first. The third or fourth one.
Yeah, because it's out of order.
Yeah. I watched whatever the first one you're supposed to watch is, right, when I was, like, 8 or something, and the Stormtrooper scared me, so I didn't watch it again until sophomore year of high school. I was on a date with a guy and we watched it, and then I remember my mom and dad and I were like, okay, we're gonna get through Star Wars, like, we are going to get you to watch all of the Star Wars movies, because this was when they were releasing all of the new installments.
So
we saw the first of the new installment and we left, and it was like, that was kind of like the first original Star, like, it wasn't the new ones, I don't think, are all that great either. But then, like, I think I've seen the whatever one you're supposed to watch first, I think I've seen that one like 4 times, because I've started the Star Wars series 4 times and I've only ever gotten through the first one. And so it's just, I don't know, it just doesn't do it for me. And I'm not discrediting it, saying that they're bad movies. It's just the type.
It's just not for you.
It's not for me. And I mean, they're entertaining and I like them. And I think it'd be more entertaining with a group of people. But it's just like.
I definitely give you props, though, because I literally only watched like half of the first movie. And it's the first film that they made in the Star Wars, like, franchise. But what about Harry Potter for you?
So, I'm a Harry Potter fan. I wouldn't say I'm a nerd. I thought, like, that was, like, the thing in middle school, to be a Harry Potter nerd. And, like, all of my friends in middle school were Harry Potter nerds. And it was just like, I mean, it's good, but I'm not, like, obsessed.
So, have you seen all the movies?
I have to still watch the very last one, because I got all of the discs for my birthday a few years back. And I read the books. I love the books. I think the books are really well done, except now there's a lot of controversy around J.K. Rowling, so I feel kind of bad. Just, like, should I support her? Because she's very – she has a lot of issues. But no, in terms of the movies, I enjoy the movies. They are good. I personally – and, like I say, it's for everything. The books are so much better. I think that I can vouch for that for literally everything, yeah. though.
I don't think you can even compare Harry Potter with Star Wars, but, like, no. if I had –
they're popular franchises.
Yeah, if I had to pick, like, which one I, like, would be more into, I feel like it's Harry Potter, because I've definitely seen that a lot more than Star yeah. Wars. So I would definitely say Harry Potter be more into.
I think that's also a generational thing, too, because we didn't grow up around Star Wars. Like, yeah. we were kind of the generation that was, like, in that gap between, like, they just finished releasing all of the Star Wars films, and then we had, like, that gap, and then they started releasing the newer ones. And, of course, that's not necessarily – but I think that's just, like, a thing for us where it's just, like, we didn't get into that Star Wars thing soon yeah. enough. And so – because a lot of people that I know who are really into Star Wars, it's, like, their parents are really into it, and so they all watched
it. And
all
they watched it, and they loved it.
But
yeah.
it's, like, that wasn't a thing with, like, I mean, my family likes Star Wars, and we watch Star Wars. We have all the DVDs, but it's not something mm-hmm. that we're, like, oh, Star Wars, yeah. And, like, but for me with, like, Harry Potter, it was, like, I think I – part of me got into Harry Potter because all of my friends were, and I wanted to be with my friends, and I didn't want to be left out of the conversation. So I ended up reading all of the books in, like, a summer. But it was just, like, the movies are good. They're long. They are so long. But they're good. They're entertaining. I like them. I am a fan of The Goblet of Fire, which is a very controversial opinion because people are like, that is the worst of the Harry Potters. But The Goblet
what?
Is the superior Harry Potter book and movie. That is all I'm going to say. I'm leaving it at that, period.
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 Oh my
even,
god.
I even you can't see this because it's just my voice. I just did a little zoop with my finger and you know give the period.
That emphasizes it.
Are but... we do we have any other things to add in this lovely hour and 41 minute?
Oh my god. It took way too long. I mean, I could honestly go on for hours.
Oh,
but
we
I
both
feel like
we're gonna watch us like text each other like as I'm editing this like oh my gosh wait la 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 I'm just telling you all these things. It's like well we're done, maybe another time, maybe we'll do this another time once we've expanded our repertoire a little bit more. We'll
yeah
again.
Maybe a part two about talking about movies and TV shows.
Yes, because I know if I know the both of us, I know that we will talk about these for hours. Okay, so that pretty much finishes up our conversation about TV shows and movies, and we both hope you enjoy. As per the end of every episode, I do a pop culture plug where I recommend something pop culture-based, whether it's a TV show, movie, podcast, music, poems, I don't know, whatever you want to recommend. So do you have a pop culture plug for us today?
It's a movie. It's called Baby Driver, and Ansel Elgort's in it. I think I said his last name right. It's extremely good. I can't express this enough. Like, the angles, like, sorry, I'm gonna get a little technical, but, like, the angles are amazing, the acting, amazing, the soundtrack, even more amazing. I know I keep saying amazing, but it's true. Like, everything about it, like, the excitement I got watching it was just like, oh my gosh. And the ending will definitely surprise you. It's, like, a very action-packed movie, but it's extremely good. So I definitely recommend that movie. It's called Baby Driver.
I haven't seen it. I've been wanting to watch it. What am I gonna plug? I really should have thought about this before I sat down. What can I plug for you today? I don't even know. Ooh, okay, you know what? I'm gonna plug this because I've been listening to her for a while. I'm gonna plug an artist, Kacey Musgraves. I love her. She fits in the genre of what I call froofy country, where it's not like full-on yeehaw, but it's like it's considered country, but it's very like her music is more vibey country to me. And mm-hmm. I've been listening to her the past few days, and I love her. She's so good. Her songs are just so, like, they're so, like, real, I guess. Like, she follows, like, she's so good. I love her. Go listen to Kacey Musgraves, specifically off her new album, Golden Hour. That song makes me feel some type of, like, happy little Golden Hour way.
You're just grooving out.
It's a vibe. So, that's a good time. So, thank you, Nevaeh, for joining. Do you have any places people can reach you? Like, if, you know, anything you want to plug for yourself social media or whatever?
My Instagram is NeveahTillman_. It's spelled NEVAEH. Yeah. TILLMAN_. Yeah. And my YouTube channel is NeveahTillman.
Go check her out. And of course, if you want to have some conversations with me or check out anything that's going on the website, get updates, you can follow my Instagram at GetAlohaSpirit. Or if you just want to talk to me, have any questions, inquiries about something, you can email me at Kyla@GetAlohaSpirit.com. And of course, if you want to see content like this and a bunch of other cool stuff, because believe it or not, I talk about a whole lot of other things on my website, you can check out my website at GetAlohaSpirit.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I hope you take some of these recommendations and maybe keep an eye out for these things that we've talked about in your future TV movie watching endeavors. And of course, don't forget to stay vibing. We did it. We're done. Oh, wait. I can stop recording now.
Yay!